Michael Sparks. I don't know how that got unmuted. I'm sorry, y'all. Hang on just a second. The order.
We can't hear anything now when it's on mute.
Ah, okay. It's muting me too?
Yes.
Yeah.
Ah, okay. I don't know how. Okay. Well, I'm just going to mute folks if they get loud, I guess, because I don't know how to unmute myself. We didn't talk about that.
Okay.
Not a problem. I'll just mute myself.
Just tell everybody mute their phones. Be all right.
Yeah.
There you go.
Brian.
Yeah.
Huh. Yes, ma'am.
Mike is not on.
No, ma'am.
This is Carol Bell. I can
yes, ma'am.
Mute everybody and unmute you. What is your phone number?
Mine is 615.
Never mind. I'll see you. I
okay.
got you. Okay, I'm going to mute everybody except you. Give me a minute for that.
All right, great. Thanks.
All right.
Ah, the look. I see it, the little checkbox there. Okay, well, thank you, Carol, for that. I'm going to start over from the top. So sorry about the technical problems there, y'all. Good evening again, everyone. This is the AMSL Dealer Training Call for Monday, June 29th, and my name is Brian Frambach. I'm filling in tonight for Michael Sparks. I've kind of rehearsed some of the things I want to go over. I thought I had the free conferencing working pretty good, but I needed Carol to save me, so thank you again. All right, some of the things I want to talk about tonight are ways to get starting as a stock hidden AMSOIL dealer, and then some of the advantages of being a stocking dealer. We are going to talk a little bit about using DBS and then its new built-in CRM. And one of the things that Michael had mentioned I bring up maybe is how I get paid, so that when folks come buy their oil, how do I take a payment from them? So that'll be something we're going to talk about. And I'm going to just kind of let everybody know that, you know, some of the plans that we have as far as me and my wife, Fran, moving forward. And then the benefits, the kind of the long-term, I guess you will, benefits of being a stocking dealer and having customers come to you for repeated business. So with those bullet points laid out, we will kind of expand on those here. I started as an AMSL dealer because I liked the product. I was just a user, and I liked it, and I wanted it for my vehicles, my personal vehicles, and I couldn't seem to find it locally for me. So I started stocking, and I kept it just what I needed, which I kind of have a small fleet of cars. I think we're down now to 7 vehicles. So I kept what I needed, and that included gear lubes and our engine oil and our filters. Well, what I was finding is I was working on my website and going out and selling too. What I was finding is that people were calling me looking for product because they were going through the same thing that I had went through myself. They could not find it, and they were ready to try AMSOIL. So over the course of time, and I'm about 5 years in now, something like that. Over the course of time, I've just added on to what I was already carrying for my personal use. So, you know, I started carrying motorcycle oil. That seemed to be a pretty good one for us. Diesel oil. I carry every viscosity of Signature Series in pretty decent quantity now. So we just kept building and building and building our stock. We first started, we had our stock in the house. And they got to the point where that was inconvenient because a customer would ask about something and I'd have to run upstairs and get it from our stash. I'd go running back down. So now we keep all of our stock in our garage, and it's just inside. We have a 2-car garage in our house, built in our house, and then on the side is now two shelves of AMSOIL, and it's all displayed properly, and that's something that many of y'all may have met our daughter Cosette at AMSOIL University at the last AMSOIL University, the DJ convention. Our daughter, Cosette, helps us a lot with keeping that organized and clean because it is in the garage, so when our garage door is open, it gets leaves and cobwebs and things like that. So she helps us to keep it clean and organized and stocked and that kind of stuff. So now it's down there. So when I meet a customer, and I did just today, had a new customer I met today, they show up and they see it all there, and I've got the shelf talkers from AMSOIL there, and they shake around in the breeze when the garage door is open, and they see all the product, and parked right beside it is our little Toyota Yaris that has the AMSOIL wrap on it, and it really gives a legit feeling, if you will, and with all the product there displayed nice and neat, I believe that's helping us to get even more sales. So people come for what they were originally looking for, to say their oil change for their car, and then they see boat oil there, or they see motorcycle oil, or small engine oil, whatever it is, and they start asking. They've already got the answers that they need for whatever they came looking for, generally speaking. They've already made up their mind that they need 5W20 for their vehicle or whatever. So there's usually a little bit to talk about on that, but for the most part, that's pretty done. What happens is they see these other products, and then they have questions about that. And that gives me an opportunity to talk to them, find out a little bit about what they do and their hobby. And it lets them know that, you know, we're very serious about our AMSOIL business. I can answer their questions. Clearly they can see the stock there. So it really seems to help us a lot of the ways. Now, I will go ahead and say that if it's a customer I've never met before, I live in a town, I will meet them at a spot away from my house. I will just take the product they need just to kind of, it's a shakedown run, if you will. I don't know everybody, and I can't guarantee that everybody's got good intentions. So I go to meet them. Just right up the road is our local Chamber of Commerce. So I'll go there and just meet them in the parking lot, and that's usually how the first deal will go down if it's somebody I have never met before or if they give me any kind of feeling of that I need to be cautious. So just that's a little information that I can share with you guys that, you know, just have you a spot. I have shortcuts set up in my phone to where if I'm texting you and I type the words, the letters, AHQ, it automatically populates with my address and I can just hit send. But I also have a shortcut set up for the Chamber of Commerce. If I type RCC, it'll automatically pop up the address for there. So it just kind of depends. So that's something I can definitely, you know, help you guys with. That I don't meet everybody at the house. It is my house. This is where my family lives. So, you know, I am a little cautious about that. The advantages of having the product here, you'll get more sales, but what you might find is you actually get more accounts. Because if you're talking to somebody, you might find out that they, you know, have a lawn maintenance business or they are a dump truck driver or whatever. About 2 weeks ago, I had a local Kia service manager come to my house. Well, actually, he was one that I met off-site. And he is the service manager for Kia and can't seem to find AMSOIL. So that is something that we will be remedying shortly, and I'll have it at his Kia dealership. So you can find that not only do you get customers and you're able to get more sales, but you're also able to get more accounts, and so that's always a nice plus. So just when you have folks here and you got a chance to bend that ear, find out what they do. Find out what they're into. See what you can do to maybe get more business. The good thing is they're, generally speaking, they're already kind of sold on AMSOIL. If they've gone through the effort to find you and they've gone through the effort to drive across town or whatever to get your product, man, you've got a great customer. Let's go ahead and get all that we can from them, you know, help them in every avenue. That is a great way to get sales. So I do that a whole lot, a whole lot. That helps us a lot. So you can find out if there's any other products. You can find out what they do, where they work. And if all else fails, if you will, you can always turn them into a preferred customer. So there's your another account. Maybe if it's somebody looks like they've got a little desire to be a dealer, you can try to explore that with them. So a fantastic way for us is just talking. There's no, unfortunately, there's not a quick pickup generally with AMSL. And it's not unfortunate for me, but sometimes for them, you know, they might think, oh, it's like going to Walmart or whatever. They're just going to walk in and walk out. But next thing you know, they see my toys around my house, some of my automobiles and stuff like that, and they go, man, you've got that, or you're into motorcycles or whatever. And next thing you know, we start to build a relationship. Now, one thing that I'm kind of not good on and I'm trying to get better is asking folks how they found us. So out of the blue, what made you find me? And that's something I'm trying to work harder on. I recently got some cards printed that ask people to give us a Google review. So there's, it's just like everything that we do, you know, we're constantly learning and evolving, and I'm trying to get more people to find us easier. So I think that having reviews and stuff on Google will help us. So I've got some business cards printed for that, and it's got a QR code on it. So a person can just scan that QR code. It'll take them to our website. They can click, write a review. So I tried to make it as easy as I could. So that's something I would definitely suggest to folks is when people will call you up, if you can remember, just ask them how they found you. So that way you can try to figure out where you're getting your customers from and maybe work a little bit harder. Whatever's generating your leads, maybe try to work with that a little bit more to get more leads even further. So that's how I started. Stocking AMSL. I had enough for me, and it kind of got bigger and bigger and bigger, and now I help customers out of my own stash here at home. So the next thing I want to talk about, I know I've talked to a handful of people now that have AMSL DBS, the dealer business system, and they're just not using it. Well, I'm here to tell you, Fran and me and then our daughter Cassette, we all use DBS. Every single day. I mean, tremendously. It has been a fantastic help for us. We were lucky enough to get in when they were first rolling it out. We were some of the trial folks, the kind of testing it in beta form, if you will. So I've been with DBS from the get-go. And I tell you, it has been fantastic for us as far as making a quote for a customer. If somebody calls, they're interested in getting something, we have, in DBS, you have a section called held transactions. And in our held transactions right now, I've got 5 transactions just sitting there on hold. Well, the good thing is when that customer comes to pick up their oil or whenever the next step of this transaction comes to light, I just pick up right here where it already is. So a general way this happens is a customer will call me. Let's just say it's an existing customer, and they'll say, hey, I was hoping I could pick up some 5 quarts of 5W30, let's just say. Well, I'll go into sell product. I'll put their name in, and then I'll go ahead and populate it with their 5 quarts of ASL. But then I just put it on hold. It just sits there until either I meet them after work or sometimes, you know, it'll be, I'll see you Saturday or whatever. But it just sits in there on hold. Well, as soon as they roll up at the house, I can go into my held transactions. I can hit what looks like a play button, triangular play button, hit that, and it already populates everything we've already talked about on the phone. So their 5 quarts of oil will already be in there. I'll already have the total. I'm ready to roll. So it helps us to give our customers a more seamless transaction, more like a big box store, if you will. I don't have to compute anything, and it works out great because while they're here, again, looking at our stock, they go, oh, you know what? I meant to pick up a bottle of PI. Well, I can just add that on quickly, an APICN, and it's already on. Now we've got a new total. I'm not looking at the price list. I'm not doing any of that stuff. It automatically figures our tax. In the state of Tennessee, we have environmental tax as well, so we have sales tax and environmental tax. And then I have my shipping set up. I have a custom scale set up in DBS to where I charge a flat rate. So that weight of the APICN automatically gets calculated in, the weight of that can, or in this case bottle, the weight of that goes in, and the new total has everything already in there. So it's extremely easy. And what I find is the biggest help is when we do those add-ons. They go, oh, you know what? My truck does take 5 quarts, but I'd like to get a spare just in case. So, man, you can just change the quantity to 6. Again, all the new information is there. So for us, that has been just an excellent way to get customers a rock-solid number that where you're not trying to remember what you quoted. Now, did I tell them $47 or did I round it up to 49 or what? It's the same number if you call me on Tuesday or if you call me on Friday. It doesn't matter. I have the same exact number. My story never changes. So I like the consistency that it's able to give us. We also have DBS set up to where it knows our stocking limits, our minimums, and our maximums. Right now, I regret to say that I'm out of 20 W50. The good news is I sold out this weekend. The bad news is I had a guy call me today. I'm out of 20 W50. Well, I go into DBS. I do, there's a button for AMSOIL order. That's the exact verbiage, AMSOIL order. You click that, and that will automatically populate a reorder for us with all the things that I already have set up as far as my minimum and maximum. So it'll tell me that I'm getting low on AEL and that I need to get another EAOM-103. So all that stuff is automatically pulled from my DBS over to AMSOIL, and my order is ready to go. Now, generally, when it does that, I will go in and kind of manipulate numbers a little bit. I'll add an extra case, or I'll say, oh, you know what, I haven't set up the new dirt bike oil for my minimum and maximum, but I want to get me some dirt bike oil in here, so I'll go ahead and add that to my order. So having that is great as far as keeping our stock in check. So the folks that have access to DBS, well, we all have access to DBS, but if you're paying for DBS, man, I can't tell you enough, man. It is worth messing with. It's worth just spending a little time sitting down, learning how it works a little bit better. For us, it's been a great thing. Now AMSOIL's rolled in this new customer relationship management, which is the new CRM tool. That helps you set up when you need to revisit a customer. So you can keep track of everything in there, and I've actually got a couple customers I have in there in the working process right now, and it's using the same words that were used at AU this year. You know, is this a prospect, or how are these people qualified, or where are you at in the sales process with them? It's all in the new CRM of your DBS. So this is something that's brand new as far as just got launched at AMSOIL University. It's something we're still playing with. I have a couple reminders set up in there. If I go by and see a customer and they say, come back in 2 weeks or, you know, whatever, I can put a tickler in there for me so that I can remember to follow up with my customers and make sure that they're getting the service that they need so that we can continue getting the sales and servicing the account properly. So the DBS system, I think everybody ought to give it a try. We use it daily, the whole family does. We have it set up to where it automatically logs in on 2 computers, 2 iPads, 3 phones. So no matter what, we have our technology bits with us. We can get logged in and help a customer pretty much anytime. So I encourage everyone to take a look at that. The next thing that we're going to talk about a little bit is taking payments. So I have a customer come to the house, and they have got their order all gathered up, everything they want. It's sitting there on our little checkout table that we have. Now it's time to get paid. Well, there's a couple different ways to do that. You can obviously take cash, which is fantastic. There are no fees with cash. There's no chargebacks. There's no issues with cash. But as you guys might know, cash is not as readily available as it used to be. People want to give you a card. That's just the way business is these days. Everybody's got plastic. So here we take PayPal here. That's kind of our main thing. Again, that's called PayPal here. You can get a free reader from PayPal. It's just something you plug into your phone. It gives you the ability to swipe a card. You can take payment using your cell phone. It just plugs into your audio jack where your headphones go in. So it's super easy to work with. The fee on that, it's a flat fee. They charge you 2.7%. So we started out with Square. That's another one. You can check that out. I believe their website is www.squareup.com. They give you a free reader as well. They charge 2.75%. So 2.7 for PayPal here, 2.75 for Square. But what I like about PayPal here is I actually have a PayPal debit card. And if you pay for your oil right now, that money is in my account right now. I have the money instantly. And so if I need to spend that, whatever, if I'm trying to meet a customer and then, oh, man, I just remembered I need to place my own stocking order, well, that money is already at my disposal to use to replenish my shelf. So I really like that. It's a fantastic benefit that PayPal here charges a little bit less because it's the one I use because of the instant payment. With Square, you got to wait till the next business day. And I know that's kind of some first world problems to complain about getting it the next day, but, hey, I can get it. I pay less for my fees, and I can get it instantly. So PayPal here is the one of choice for us. That is what we use for nearly everything. Now, when folks call and I'm able to give them a quote using DBS, I will ask them to bring me cash, and I don't hesitate at all to ask. I say, if you could, bring me cash, because taking your credit card does have a fee, and I'd rather not have to do that. I do not pass the fee on to my customer. I do absorb it, but I try not to, and I ask them. And for the most part, people will work with you. They understand that you're a small business and that it does cost money to take cards. They're usually super cool with it. If they say, hey, I'm going to have to swing by the ATM before I come see you, no, don't worry about that. Don't go out of your way. We're going to be fine. We'll take care of it here. And like I said, I just charge them the actual amount. I don't mark it up or anything, which you're not supposed to, by the way. But I don't. I don't have any benefit for buying with cash or anything like that. I just charge them the exact amount. But I do try to encourage them to bring cash. And then you get in, kind of the last thing is checks. Well, lucky for us, knock on wood, we've never had a problem taking a check. So I will take a check if I need to. Again, I try to put it a little further down. I'm kind of going through these in order. Cash is king. Then I'll take your credit card, but I'll take your check if I have to. Checks don't have fees, and if you're a local cat, I'll take your money on a check. That's okay. So like the guy that just left here with his oil for his road trip, he paid me some in cash and made up the difference with a check. So that's perfectly fine. There's really no wrong way to do it. I do encourage you to be able to take a card because so much business now is done by card. So moving forward, things that we're hoping to do here is just continue to grow our stock. The same thing that has been effective for us leading up to now, it's working great, y'all. I'm not going to reinvent the wheel. I'm going to keep adding stock. I'm going to add the dirt bike oil. I'm going to add the new products they have for the V-Twins and the Indians and Victory motorcycles. We're going to continue adding products. We're going to continue doing what we've been doing, and hopefully that helps us just more and more and more. I plan to spend more time out in the field trying to go out and get new customers. That is something that I'm going to be working on actively. But as far as our MO, we're still going to do our car shows, which have been really good for us, going out meeting people, talking to them. Car shows and having product on the shelf ready for folks to pick up have been, some of our major things that have been beneficial for us. Having it here where folks can pick it up has been absolutely the biggest reason for our success. I really do feel that. Folks, they get online, they look, they're ready for their product, they're ready to try AMSOIL, and then they call around, they can't get people to answer the phone. Or if they do get somebody to answer the phone, then they don't have it in stock. I'm telling you, I answer my phone, Johnny on the spot, and I tell them, yes, we have it in stock. And that has been the biggest, I can single-handedly point to that being the biggest reason for our success with AMSOIL. Now, obviously, there's different ways to do it. Michael Sparks does his business different than we do ours. I don't think he stocks nearly as much as we do. So there's no wrong way to do it. I can tell you this method is working well for us. It'll be the method we continue to use moving forward. And over time, as customers, you know, they meet you this first time, like the fellow today, brand new, he met us just today. Well, now he knows that we're here. We're not going anywhere. We have product. So we will get more of his business, his wife's car next, his mower next. You know, over the course of time, you're not getting as maybe – you're not working so hard to get new customers. You're working hard to get more products from your existing customers. So over the course of time, they see that you're in it to win it. We are going on 5 years now. We've been in our house here for four. So folks know that we're the place they come to get AMSL. I've got an AMSL sticker on my mailbox, and everybody knows that I'm the AMSL guy. I'm wearing AMSL gear. My car's got AMSL on it. I'm the guy. If you need AMSL, this is where you come. So I'm going to get ready to unmute the line. We've got maybe a minute or two here of questions if anybody has anything. So I'm going to try. Here we go. I believe it's unmuted. Anybody? Everybody? I think so. I think I got it right. So are there any questions about DBS or how to get started stocking or taking payments? Anything we've talked about? Anybody have any questions?
Brian, it's Fran.
All right. Oh, hey, yo.
I don't really have any questions, but I just wanted to tell everybody that with DBS, if there's any price increases, it automatically comes over, and you know that sometimes before you even see your email if you use that. So, or the message center in DBS. It'll automatically ask you if you want to accept the new pricing. And I know we don't have a lot of price increases, but it automatically lets you know if there's a price increase. So you're not going to be having any issues there as well.
That is absolutely right. As soon as you log into DBS, it's written in red. It pops up that there's a new price increase. You have to click through it and then accept it. But the good thing is the price increases, you know, like for us, we've already got it in stock, so we've paid the old price. But I'm selling it at the new price. That just means more profit for us. So that's an excellent point. We just had one like two or three days ago. I think one filter went up in price by 13 cents or something like that. So, yes, fantastic point. Is there any other questions out there, y'all? All right.
Hi, Mr.
Well,
Jeff Asher.
Oh, well, hello, Jeff.
Of course, I do stock some product here, too, but I was interested in learning a little bit more about the PayPal. I was using a different system for taking debit and credit cards, and I really hadn't even thought about PayPal, even though I use it when I go and buy stuff on eBay or whatever, but as far as using it, you know, to get your money from customers that use a card.
I got you. Sure. Well, it's www.paypal.com and then the / here, just like not over there, but here, H-E-R-E.
H-E-R-E.
And you can, yep, it's H-E-R-E. They'll give you a free reader. And if you do the, like, I have a business debit card, and you can just click around through PayPal and see how to get that. I haven't rehearsed how I've had that for so many years.
Okay.
But, so my debit card is immediately charged up with the amount that I've just taken using PayPal here. So it is fantastic. Take a look at that. The rates, I think, they're right in line with everybody else, 2.7%. That's what you're going to find, you know, pretty much across the board.
Of course, what I'm using, the rate is actually a little cheaper than that, but they've got these fees. You got to do so many dollars worth a month. So it winds up being a lot more than 2.7%.
Absolutely. Yeah, with PayPal, there's nothing else to figure in. It's the flat 2.7%. That's it. There's nothing else to worry about. And that's what I like because, I mean, we might go 1 month and use it 30 times, but then the next month we might only use it 10. Who knows? But it's so easy to work with. Plug it into the headphone jack, and then on your smartphone you launch the app for PayPal here. You log in. You punch in the amount. You punch in what it's for. I just usually write just generically. I write AMSOIL. So I type in AMSL, I type in $56.42, swipe the card, the customer signs. As soon as they sign and you accept the signature, it gives you the option to either send them a receipt by email or send them by text, or if they don't want a receipt, you can just hit no thanks. And if it's less than $20, they don't even have to sign at all. So if they just stop in to get a bottle of PI or a can of MP, man, it's a swipe the card and they can leave. So I encourage you to take a look at that and then look into how to get the debit card if you want to have your funds immediately.
Okay.
And it's great. It has worked out so good for us.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Thanks
for asking the question, Jeff.
Yes, sir.
Accept other fee, like, for example, if you swipe the card, it's understandable, 2.7. What about if you do it manually, not swiping the card?
Oh, yeah. You know what? You're exactly right, Andre. If you do punch in the card, let's say that there's an error where it won't read or whatever, the fee does go up. Man, please don't quote me, but I believe it's 3.1% if you punch it in. Now, there's no other fees as in like maintenance fees or minimum order fees. That's what I meant by no other fees. You do have the fee of taking the money, and it does go up if you have to punch in the card number manually. And the reason for that, the way I understand it, is there's more risk involved with folks punching in the number because you could have just gotten that number from who knows where. So
right.
PayPal has a little more of a risk involved when you punch it in. So they pass that along to you. I don't have to punch in very often. As a matter of fact, I can't really remember having to do it unless I take somebody's payment over the phone or something like that. But as far as when they've given me the card, I can't remember having a problem with it. But, yes, you're right, and I'm glad you brought that up. All right, everybody, it's 7:35 with our delay here at the beginning where I botched our launch. So I'd say we got our full 30 minutes, and I appreciate everybody calling in. If there's no more questions, I'm going to bid you guys a good night.
Okay, just one, Ryan. Hey, Johnny Packer, New York.
Yes, sir.
Ryan, one question. Well, actually two. How much of your business is out of your house, and what's the proximity of your closest retail on the shelf account? The reason why I ask is, if people around Tennessee say, geez, I can just go to this guy's house and buy it, why should I stock it in my store?
Well, that's an excellent question. The bulk of if you look at our group commission credits, you know, to try to figure out how much out of all my downline, I'm the biggest producer out of my downline, out of all of them. So I carry the team. Now, the team does add in a little bit, just like always, but we do make the bulk of our CCs ourselves. And our closest retail on the shelf would probably be, if I had to give you a number, it'd probably be about 5 miles, maybe 6 miles away, and it's a Quick Lube. And honestly, and I can say this without a doubt, he's taking my business. People find it easier to just go there and get their oil changed.
Okay.
So some of my customers, I was thinking about the other day, one of them in particular, and I sent out a couple texts, and I asked one guy, I said, did you move off? I haven't seen you in a little bit. And he said, no, I've been getting it changed, and he gave me the street that the oil change place is on. And so then I said, are you taking it to the name of the place? And he said, yeah. He said, it just works out with my scheduling and everything. I can just go over there, and I get my oil, and I get my oil change, a one-stop deal. Because, you know, obviously I don't change oil. I just sell it. So the retail on the shelf is actually taking business from me, which I'm totally fine with, of course. It's my downline. It's my retail on the shelf. So it's fantastic. But, yeah, I'm actually finding that they're getting business that I've worked for, because this fella, the customer, I mean, he's been buying from me for probably 2.5-3 years, and he just kind of dried up. He was buying it for his car, his wife's car, his son's car that I know of for sure. So there's 3 cars I just haven't seen in a little bit. So I just cracked him off a text. He said he's been buying from over there. So,
okay. Yeah, because recently I was sent over to a new Triumph dealer probably about 15 miles away. And when I finally sat down with the owner, he was appalled at the fact. He says, you know, I don't want AMSOIL here because about half a mile down, a guy is selling it out of his house with no overhead. And he said, if that's the way Amsoil does it, I said, look, sir, we've had the dealer network since 1973, okay? He said, well, if he can, look, he could buy Maxima, he could buy Royal Purple and sell out of his house, okay? I don't think he's going to do any business or take any business away from you. But the guy was appalled, and basically he asked me to leave, so I was just wondering. In my neck of the woods, that doesn't seem to be going. Plus, in my area, I don't know who's on the other end of that phone line. That's a good point you made about meeting him somewhere else. Yeah,
well, you know, I hate to hear that about your Triumph dealer because, I mean, how many O'Reillys are in your town or how many Subways are in your town?
Exactly. I could not get through. The hardest thing to open is a closed mind. So I said, finally I said, look, you need me more than I need you because I'm going to bring Amsoil in here. The only way you're going to get it is through a guy like me. Forget about the clown 2 miles down the road. He probably sells 2 cases a year. So goodbye. Call me if you need me.
Yeah, I sure wouldn't let that hold you up, and it doesn't sound like it is, but goodness. I mean, if somebody can't see that bringing in a quality product will help them, there's just nothing you can do.
Okay, thanks a lot. Great job, Ryan.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that. All right, folks, I'm going to try to stop this recording. Let's try